German hornpipe.
I got your name spelled. Is it L-E-L-A-N-D?
Right.
L-E-L-A-N-D Hall, H-A-L-L. Okay. And what year were you born? What's your birth date?
August 25th, 1915.
Okay. And that was, you're come from down in Serbia way?
Serbia.
Okay. Tell me a little, can you tell me anything about how you got started playing the fiddle?
Well, I trade for an old fiddle, and I'd about to trade it off, and some boys come around, and we got started sawing a few tunes and learning how to tune it up, and each one learned it each other, and we begin to figure where a note for each tune.
Uh-huh.
And from then on, I've been doing the same thing to this guy's trying to play.
Who were those guys? Were they musicians, or did they turn out to be?
Just like myself. Olin Tanner was one, and Denver Cunningham.
And what did they play?
We played the violin.
All of it.
I think Olin played the guitar some.
Did you all play
remember
the fiddle?
Cunningham plays anything. And we got started playing on that fiddle, and each one began to try to hit his notes. And ever since, I've been playing the fiddle. That was been back, I expect I was 14, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been playing, sawing around every once in all my life.
Mm-hmm. You told me a little bit, you mentioned a fellow named Scott Bailey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know where he was from?
Elmore, I think. But
yeah.
He's dead. He's been dead for quite a few years.
And he just play around any place at all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scott was a good fiddle player in them days. Been so long, I just a little fella. I don't remember too much about it, but everybody liked his playing, seemed like.
Did they have any dancing down in that country?
Not very much. Jenny played danced around Laurel Fork, and me and Darius Hardway played some, quite a bit together. Sometimes Russell Jarvis. We'd run a few reels in the way in the night, and we, it was kind of a party. To come out of the army. Now we played all the time in there. Mm-hmm. This bunch of guys when we was in training camp and all just wasn't in combat. I mean, just regular camp life. We played music. And I come back and went to work. Nobody around here much played. You know, I just skipped it for years. Mm-hmm. A long time. I never hardly ever played anything. I was working all the time and busy and just seemed like it kind of got away from it.
How'd you get
time.
On the herring, re-herring bows?
Well, I started that when I was pretty small. Made me a fiddle once. Well, some parts of it was already made. Maybe the neck might have been made. I made the fingerboard and made the back and sides. And time or two, I glued up a bunch of pieces together and made what it lacked. What they didn't have. And I made a bow time or two. Just I'd order my hair and order a frog and order all the parts that they can order, a bow screw, and whittle it out and make it. And I've been a hair and bows practically ever since. I don't know. I learned to glue one end and comb it out and tie it and glue the other end. And just seems like I've been at that for a long time. Yeah, I'd heard them years ago. Fellas would give me a dollar, and I just never did change it because it wasn't too much of a job. It just to whittle out the plug and put in the other far end of it and glue it secure, and it'd just dry, comb it out, and tie the other end, and glue the other end in.
How many you
takes a little
hair,
practice. Oh, gosh. That'd be an awful rough figure. I have buddy in the neighborhood of 200 because I haired a lot of them for Kenneth, ever one that he ever need haired. And all them fiddles he got from New York, boy, some of them bows, now they was awful. Some of the frogs was broke on them, and the slide was gone out of some of them, and that celloid on the end was gone. I had a time with some of them bows from New York. And of course, some of them were so crooked, didn't bow the right way, they bowed every which way. I've heard a lot of bows.
Who else do you think you would have heard play the fiddle when you were coming up and learning? You mentioned you heard Johnny Johnson. And
oh, my goodness. There's a lot of good fiddle
players.
Did
you ever hear a man named Ballingy from down
oh,
there?
Yeah, yeah, my goodness. I raised up some Ballingy boys.
What was his name?
French Ballinger was the father of Lewis and Don and Garland. All them boys. Now, they played. We used to go there a whole lot of a night and play with the Ballinger kids. Mm-hmm. They all played music. Mm-hmm. Guitars, mandolins. And Newt played some. Newt made a fiddle. He made it out and out. Heavy, though. He cut the sides. He just bore the inside out. Mm-hmm. And cut it out. Didn't bend it like anybody would around. Just cut it out on the inside as thin as he could cut it and shape the outside. And
did he play?
Yeah, Newt played some. He's dead too. I'll tell you who I used to like to hear play off well is Winifred Greathouse.
Uh-huh. Did he live in around this country somewhere?
Over Bryan's Creek country, I think. Hammond Woodrow come through this country every once in a while. Woodrow played the guitar. Cross-eyed feller, Woodrow. Yeah, Winifred's a good player. And I liked Arnold Rollins playing awful well.
Where was he from?
Snake Creek, I believe. Arnold Rollins. It's over the hill from Bryan's, right? The Blue Duck, really. Clay County line. It's in Clay County, both ends of Clay County. Mm-hmm.
And you heard Ward Jarvis play?
Oh, golly, yes. I've heard him more than any of them.
How about a fellow named Senate Cottrell?
Yeah, I've heard Senate play from Clay County, wasn't he, somewhere down
there? Well, he lived up around Gipps somewhere.
Yeah, I've heard Senate. Long time ago, though. I never forgot about him. And I've heard an awful lot of fiddlers this year. Ray Spunogle, I've heard him play quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He's good. He's still living around here somewhere.
What kind of work did you do most of your life?
Well, I'm mostly carpentered. What time I did in sawmill and working the timber. Mm-hmm. I done an awful lot of carpenter work back when I first married.
You always stay in this country, or did you have
to? Yeah. I lived at Tate Creek for a long time. When I done most of my hard work, cut timber and sawmilled, carpentered, painted. I spent one whole summer painting for Raymond Nottingham. Painted barns, even. His house. Roof on his house. I started there first. That old rough tar paper. It's just that there old shingle. Rough shingle, like sandpaper. I think I put 21 gallons of paint on that. Just like sandpaper, it wouldn't go nowhere. Just rough as everything, and he said to pour on. That's what I did. Put it on there.
Do you ever know any samples down around Tate that played the fiddle, played music? I met a fella.
Samples. Seemed to me like it sounds familiar to me, son. I don't think Landy plays anything. I know Landy samples. I really don't know of any offhand. But
you remember what the first tune you ever learned was?
Can I sleep in the barn tonight, mister? Old Tanner was noting that, trying to get the... He just try ever think till he hit the right note. And I went to try and write for that, too. And we can hit that. That was a pretty common tune back in them days. Mm-hmm. So everybody tried it. And I think West Virginia hills and first one thing and another. We just keep a saw until we can just screech until we can get to, you know how it is, awkward in the very first try. And we had to learn how to tune first, get the fiddle in tune right. Mm-hmm. And then we just learn to pick our tune that way. Just keep it in mind. Just keep us on it. We hit it directly. That was a start, I reckon. It was kind of a rough start, but anyway, I'd watch him do it. Mm-hmm. Then he'd watch me, and we'd figure it out directly.
Did you ever play any other music, like a banjo or a guitar?
No. I've owned banjo a time or two, and I tried to play a little time or two, and I'd trade them off, and I didn't keep one long enough to really learn anything. And I kind of liked the banjo, but I never fooled very much with them.
Who do you think was the best player you ever heard around this country here?
With what, banjo?
Or the fiddle.
Fiddle? I guess so, Ward. Mm-hmm. Oh, Doc White had a few pretty good tunes he played. You heard him play, didn't you?
Yeah. Did you ever learn any tunes from him?
No, I don't guess. I've heard Doc a few times. I guess Ward is about the best I can think of offhand. Mm-hmm. Winfred Greathouse is awful good at some tunes, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, some of his pieces I liked awful with some of them.
How about French Carpenter? Did you get to hear him much?
Not very much. He's still living?
No.
Well, some of them fellas, don't he want to talk funny? Mm. Maybe I'm thinking the wrong guy.
French died about 20 years ago or so.
Maybe he did, yeah. I forget now what Prince is like, really. I've heard him play a few tunes. Yeah, we'd listen to them Boundaries boys way in the night. Well, we'd go around and play with them a whole lot. And the Jarvis boys and Darius Hardway and some of them.
Did you ever hear any black people around play music?
No. Did you?
Not very much, a little bit. What about, I used to know a fellow lived across the river, he died a couple years ago, must have been from down your country, Sylvan
Malton?
Malton, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard Sylvan play. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He told me that years ago, when he was getting started, there was a few people around that played dulcimers. Hmm. Did you ever see any of them around?
Not to my knowledge. I see a lot of them on TV and around, but can't remember any in this country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard Sylvan when I was real little, and he played some tunes, I mean some real tunes, because me and his brother Ethel used to run together all the time, and Ethel played the banjo. And we'd come in and out to his house every once in a while. Sylvan, well, I heard Sylvan with a bunch playing one night, him and Cease McCoy and a bunch of them. And I thought that sounded awful good. It's just once in a while you can get Sylvan to play, and then whenever he can get in the spirit of it.
He told me that he worked on the railroad. He would walk, inspecting the line. He would walk from Charleston to Elkins and back again. Take months. That was a job he had at one time. Just walking that line, looking for bad places, you know. And that was his job for a while.
And he also worked on Extra Force, too. At Extra Force for years.
On what?
Extra Force. Just extra crew in case of a big landslide or something at...
On the railroad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra Force, they call it. Just an extra crew, I reckon. But see me like he worked all the time, though. They must had work for him to do, study for... Hmm. He worked pretty hard on that railroad, I know.
Well, let me get one thing. Let me get your address here, in case I don't have that.
Address right here?
Yeah.
Box 201, South State Street. South State Street, guess.
Okay. I think I got your phone number.
Phone number?
You know the zip here?
Yeah. You want the zip or the phone number?
The zip. I think I have your phone number.
26624.
Okay.